During the Netivot Shalom and Parshat Chayei Sarah, I had been focused on what our sages teach us, that everyone is responsible to ask himself, when will my actions reach the actions of the forefathers? And he asked numerous questions about that, and he gave a few answers, and he says, Od yesh lomar, furthermore we can explain, Beperush chayav lomar matay yagiu ma'asai lemaasai Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, in explanation of this, that a person is responsible to say, when will my actions, ma'asai, my actions, reach the actions of the forefathers? Shemduyak ha'lashon ma'asai, that the Medrash purposely spoke about actions. Dehainu ha'ma'asim ha'mutarim ve'apshutim, meaning we're speaking about the simple actions. We're not talking about the mitzvos, we're talking about the actions that are permissible. The simple actions that they did in this world. She'inam michlal mitzvot o'averot. Those are the actions that are not a mitzvah or an avera. Val derech she'pirshu tzadikim, de'ma'amar ha'katuv ke'ma'aseh eretz Mitzrayim u'ma'aseh eretz Kanaan lo ta'asu. Like the righteous explain that when the Torah tells us, don't do like the actions of the Egyptians, don't do like the actions of the Canaanites. De'lechora ma ba pasuk ze le'lamdeinu. At first glance, what is the pasuk telling us when it says, don't do like their actions? Because the psukim go on to delineate specific actions that are prohibited. So what's the Torah referring to when it says, don't be like them? But the Torah was talking about things that are not prohibited, things that are permissible. Meaning the actions that you do that are permissible. Don't do those actions the way the Egyptian or the Canaanite would. And that's what it means that a person has to ask himself, when will my actions reach the actions of the forefathers? Like the Holy Torah points out to us all the actions of the forefathers, not only their mitzvos, even their mundane behaviors. Every action the Torah points out, it's a part of Torah, the description of Avram's travelings, Avram paying his bills, Avram pitching Sarah's tent before he pitches his own. About this, our sages said, a person has to ask himself, when will my actions reach theirs? But obviously, we according to this understanding, we don't aspire to reach their level in mitzvos. They were giants. The Torah says about them that they're like God's chariot. They're like almost angels, the forefathers. They're not perfect, but they are much, much greater than most people can attain. But rather, what we're asking ourselves is, when will our simple actions reach their actions? Their simple actions were done with such correctness, with such exactness, with such fairness, with such honesty, with such a holy approach to life and to their treatment of others, that even their simple actions became a part of the Torah. And this teaches us an important concept, that even in the simple things we do, those simple things can also be the will of Hashem. And as we explained, that the fact that the Torah tells us the details of simple things that they did gives us also the capacity to elevate the simple things we do in life, and see that those things are also on a high level. And the idea is as follows. It's like the Magid Mimezrich said on Madita Bagmara, based on what the Talmud tells us in Tractate Shabbos, Hamaaseh, the Gemara tells us the story, Beger Sheba Leilel, there was a person who wanted to convert to Judaism, and he went to the chief rabbi, none other than Hillel. He tells Hillel, I want to convert to Judaism, one condition. You got to teach me the whole Torah while I'm standing on one foot. So Hillel says, fine, the whole Torah can be encapsulated in this sentence. What you hate, don't do unto your friend. That's the whole Torah. דלכאורה הרי ביקש למדני כל התורה כולה. At first glance, wait a second, what the guy asked him? He said, teach me the whole Torah. והוא משיב לו רק מצווה אחת. And it seems like Hillel only taught him one mitzvah של ואהבת לרעך כמוך. It seems Hillel just taught him that one mitzvah that says in Parshas Kedoshim, ואהבת לרעך כמוך, you should love your friend like yourself. דמי דהלך סני, what did he tell him? He said, what you hate, don't do unto others. ופירש, so the Magid Mimezrich explained, שלימד אותו כאן כלל גדול שהוא הכלל לכל התורה כולה. That here he taught him a rule that really is the rule of the whole Torah. לכל מצוות תעשה ולכל מצוות לא תעשה. This rule really encompasses all the proactive and the prohibitive commandments. דמי דהלך סני לחברך, פירוש, להתחברותך אל הקדוש ברוך הוא. When we say, מה דהלך סני, you have to put the pause after the word לחברך. What you hate, לחברך. What you hate, meaning the things that get in your way with connecting. חבר could mean friend. חבר could also mean connection from the word חיבור. So the Magid Mimezrich said, put the pause after the word לחברך. דמי דהלך סני לחברך. What's hated on your connection with Hashem. לא תעביד, don't do that. כל פעולה שעושים, whatever action one does, צריך לשקול במשקל הזה של לחברך. One has to ask himself, is this a chevron or is it not? Chevron is the same concept. Chevron is the place where we have the gates to the Garden of Eden. It's the connector between this world and the next. Chevron from the word chibur. A person always has to ask himself one question. In every challenge we face in life, we have to ask ourselves, is this lechavrach? Does this fall into the category of connecting or not? It's one or the other. Venishmat adam telamdenu haim ze sani litchabutach. And one's own soul really knows the answer. Sheim ze mafriyam kalkelet haitchabut vadvekut shechal hakadosh baruch hu lo ta'avid zot. If this will ruin the connection one has with his creator, he shouldn't do it. Ki ze tachlit kol ha-Torah ve-ha-mitzvot she-yudi yeh davuk ba-Hashem yitbarach. That is the essence of the Torah and the mitzvot, to connect to Hashem. Ve'al ken tamid yaseh rak ma'asim ha-mseim ve-ha-mo'ilim li-tchabrutach. So in our simple actions, when we ask ourselves, should I go to that college? Shouldn't I go to that college? Should I buy this house? Shouldn't I buy this house? Should I marry this girl? Shouldn't I marry this girl? We have to ask ourselves in every question, where is it going to lead me? Is it beneficial to my connection or not? Obviously we have the 613 mitzvot, but aside from the 613 mitzvot, when it comes to other questions of our life, that's the question one has to ask oneself. So that's the big rule of the Torah. And the Magid Mimezrich said another thing, Mal'ah aretz kinyanecha. The verse says, earth is filled with things that you own. Kinyanecha could mean things that you own. Ha'olam mele bedvarim she'efshar liknotcha bahem. But kinyanecha could also mean things that acquire you. Meaning in everything we see in this world, there's the potential to acquire a connection to our Creator. She'kol inyanei achila v'shtiyah v'chayotze bahem. Everything, be it eating, drinking, and other things, minyanei olam hazeh, things that pertain to this world, yicholim liknot al yadam t'Hashem itbarach. Through the most mundane things we could connect to Hashem. And if you think about it, it's really the simple mundane things that define who we are and that can define our relationships with other people. What do most people have arguments about? Is it about the great philosophical questions of life? Or is it about who's going to fill the gas so that we can drive the car tomorrow? Is it about small things or big things? A lot of life revolves around little things. And we are constantly taught to be sensitive to little things. Sensitive and to realize that in little things there is hidden the capacity for great connection. Be it our connection to Hashem, be it our connection to our fellow men. וזהו פירוש חייב אדם נאמר מתי הגיעו מעשה למעשה אבותי אברהם יצחק ויעקב. And this is another understanding as to what it means a person has to ask himself, when will my actions reach the actions of the forefathers? שאין הכוונה שיגיעו מעשה למדרגותם הגבוהות. We don't mean their level. שלזה אין לנו שייכות כלל. We don't even understand that. ואפילו לא נגיעה קלה. We can't even touch that. אלא הכוונה באופן כללי. But the idea is a general thought. כמו שאבות הקדושים כל פעולה שעשו הייתה להתחברותך, Just like the forefathers, in every action was the thought of connection to Hashem, להתקרב ולהתדבק בהשם יתברך לפי מדרגותיהם הגבוהות, on their great level, but their focus was to connect with Hashem, כך כל יהודי לפי דרכו ולפי מעלתו, so to every Jew on his level, מצווה בזה דמיידסני הלך להתחברותך לקדוש ברוך הוא לא תביא. Every person on his level has to keep this in focus in his life, the rule that Hillel said, things that will be hated on your connection, things that will impinge on your connection with Hashem, those are the things you shouldn't do in life. And we're not talking about the commandments, we're talking about the simple things in life. We're talking about the areas where the Torah, it seems, has no say. The Torah doesn't tell you which way you should go, but we know that things can have a great effect on us. שיעשה רק מעשים כאלו המסייעים לו להתחבר ולהתדבק בהשם יתברך. One should only do actions that are supportive of his connection with Hashem. ומתי יגיעו מעשי? When we say a person should ask himself, when will my actions reach their actions? היינו המעשים הפשוטים בענייני העולם הזה. We're talking about the simple things. We're not talking about the big things. We're talking about walking by the payphone and it's ringing and do I bother answering it or not? We're talking about little things. That's a mitzvah, really. If I answer it, I'm helping my fellow man. But there are all kinds of little things and how we do them that really affect our connection. The forefathers viewed every action as a potential connection with Hashem on their great level. They reached great heights. But every Jew on his level, whatever it is, a Jew also has to focus his actions to that end, to that goal, שהיו מכוונים מעשי אבות הקדושים, just like the forefathers focused their actions, שבכל מעשה ובכל מחשבה יחשוב, in every action and in every thought, a person has to ask himself, האם הוא מתקרב על זה להשם יתברך, או חס ושלום מתרחק? Is he coming closer or further from Hashem? There was once a guy who was a fresh chozer b'tshuva, not in our yeshiva, in a different yeshiva, and when he went to yeshiva that was way above his league, meaning he didn't know Aleph Beis, and that was a yeshiva that was learning high-level Gemara for Chozer B'Tshuva. But there were Chozer B'Tshuva who had a much higher level. So after spending quite a few months there, and he didn't connect, because it just wasn't the same level, he was in the wrong yeshiva. They tried to help him, they hired tutors for him, they did what they could, but at the end of the day, he saw this wasn't for him. So he was going to leave, and he met with his Rebbe there, or the Rosh Yeshiva, and he said, I just want to know one thing. What formula should I use in life to know how to decide things? Meaning, not everything falls under the category of mitzvah or avera. When I have to ask myself, should I do this or that? Should I continue my job in America or get rid of my job in America and try to develop a business here in Israel? Yeah, that's not a question of a mitzvah or an avera. It's a practical question. Well, how do I decide? How does the Torah want me to decide? So his Rebbe told him this formula. He said, in every decision, at the root of the decision, you can find your answer to this question. Is this going to bring me closer or further from Hashem? On the surface, we like to say, nah, it has nothing to do with it. If we think deep down inside, every decision can be boiled down to that question. And that should be the formula that guides us. And I heard that formula and it struck me as a very interesting formula. And now we see it's in Tivot Shalom, in our parsha. He says, that's the idea our sages said, when we say we should ask ourselves when our actions reach the forefathers' actions, that's this idea. That in their actions, they were always calculating, where's this putting me? Closer or further? And so too, we have to calculate our simple, mundane actions. Obviously, this demands integrity, demands a tremendous honesty, because people will always make believe that what they're doing is a big mitzvah. People will kill and say they're doing a big mitzvah. So obviously this demands tremendous honesty.